tonight's message is don't fret, rather be childlike. You know, as long as we are alive, as long as we are breathing, unexpected situations will happen in our lives. You know, as long as we are alive, as long as we are breathing, unexpected situations will happen in our lives. Unforeseen news, unanticipated news, things just happen in life, right? And when the unexpected happens, the human mind is prone to start worrying. Anybody ever been there? Thinking about all the possible negative outcomes of that unforeseen situation in your life. You get worried, you get anxious, you become paralyzed by fear. But you know, all worrying does is drain you of mental energy and rob you of peace. You know, and Jesus had a teaching on the little children that were brought to him. And it's a good teaching because we can pull something out of the little children against worry and anxiety. So the first three gospel writers, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, all have their accounts of the people bringing little children to Jesus. So tonight we're going to read Mark's account of that in Mark chapter 10, verses 13 through 16. So if you have a Bible, turn there. If not, I'll read it to you. Mark 10, verse 13. People were bringing little children to Jesus for him to place his hands on them, but the disciples rebuked them. Now, in Luke's rendering of this, in Luke 18, 15, he uses a Greek word for children to mean infants and babies, maybe a year old or less. So people were bringing their babies to Jesus for him to place his hands on them. Jesus to them was the great teacher. Maybe to some of them they saw him and knew that he was the Messiah. And they wanted his blessing upon their little babies. And the disciples rebuked these people, these parents who were bringing the babies to Jesus. And there's different speculations amongst commentators as to why the disciples rebuked the parents. Maybe they thought it was too troublesome for Jesus. But when Jesus saw this, the attitude of the disciples trying to prevent the babies being brought to him, he was indignant. He was indignant. He was very upset. And he said to them, "Let the little children come to me and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these." The kingdom of God belongs to those who are like these babies, to those who have temperaments and dispositions like these little children. "Truly I tell you," verse 15, "anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it." And he took the children in his arms, placed his hands on them, and he blessed them. You know, think about a baby. 6 months old, a year old. You know, babies, those little children, those infants, they are not negatively affected by the vices of this world. You know, little babies don't lust. They're not greedy. They don't covet. They really don't get jealous. But they are fully dependent upon and trust their loving parent, that loving earthly father, that loving earthly mother. These babies are just humble. They're fully dependent upon that loving parent. And to receive eternal life and receive the kingdom of God, we have got to be fully dependent upon and trusting in Jesus as a baby trusts implicitly in its loving earthly father. That's why Jesus said, "Truly I tell you, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it." You've got to put your full dependence upon God. You've got to put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ, to receive eternal life and entrance into the kingdom of God. You've got to receive it like a little child, like that baby. And you know, if you put your faith and your trust in Jesus Christ here on this earth and make Him your Savior and your Lord, guess what? Heaven awaits you one day when you leave this earth. It awaits you. But you know, many of us have years left on this earth. I'm looking forward to heaven. How about you? But for many of us sitting here tonight, listening to this study tonight, many of us have another 10, 20, 30, 40, or 50 years on this earth. And in these years, we need to adopt a character trait of a child, which I'm about to share with you. We need to, like a baby, live free from worry and paralyzing fear. Like those babies that were brought to Jesus, like those little children that were brought to Jesus, we need, like those babies, to live a life free from worry and paralyzing fear. How many here tonight are prone to worry sometimes? Thinking about the negative outcomes of an unexpected situation that has come into your life. You know, a baby, that one-year-old, that six-month-old, is at peace because it knows it's safe in the hands of the loving father and mother. That baby doesn't worry. That baby doesn't get anxious. That baby is fully trusting in its loving earthly father and mother. You see, the baby, the child, can teach us a lot about trusting God. I'm going to read you something here. Little illustration. And I've shared it before, but it bears repeating. Two little girls were counting their pennies. One said, "I have 5 pennies. The other said, "I have 10. "No," said the first little girl, "you just have 5 cents, the same as I have." But the second child quickly replied, "My father said that when he came home tonight, he would give me 5 cents, and so I have 10 cents. The child's faith gave her proof of that which she did not yet see, and she counted it because it had been promised by her father. Amen. Childlike faith and trust, that's what God requires of us. So, my question to you tonight is this. What unforeseen news, unexpected news, have you recently received? Maybe just today. Maybe in the coming days. Maybe you've heard that the company you're working for is downsizing. Just an example, a hypothetical. And you begin to worry. You know, and you start thinking of all the negative outcomes of that unexpected news, like, my goodness, my bank account is going to go down to zero. I'm losing hours. I'm losing the job. Will I ever be able to replenish the funds in my accounts? I'll be always stuck in a shelter. I'll never have a vehicle to drive. And you know what? As you worry and think about all the negative outcomes, it's just wasting your mental energy. Worrying and having anxiety wastes your mental energy. It's spending your mental energy needlessly. Why not rather adopt the trusting temperament of a baby? And instead of worrying, rest peacefully, trusting that God has got your back. God is faithful. He is Jehovah Jireh, the God who sees ahead and will provide for you. So you might be getting news that the company is downsizing. Guess what? We serve Jehovah Jireh. Rest in that. Trust in that. That God is the provider and He can give you a better paying job than the one you're about probably to lose. You know, adopt the temperament, the disposition of that little baby, that little child, fully dependent upon, fully trusting its loving father and mother. We need to fully trust and depend upon our loving Heavenly Father because He has got our back. He is faithful. He will never leave us nor forsake us. The little child, the baby, can teach us a lot about spirituality. Maybe somebody that you loved or love has left you. Maybe she divorced you or he divorced you. and you start thinking about all the negative outcomes of that unexpected notice that she's leaving you. My goodness, I'll always be alone the rest of my life. Will I ever have anybody else? Will I die all alone? Friends, this is worry. This is anxiety. It's wasting your mental energy. Like a baby trusts its loving earthly father, you need to trust in your loving heavenly father that he is Emmanuel, the God who is with you. Though that person might have left you, you still have Emmanuel on your side. God with you. Is that good news here tonight? He'll never leave us. He will never forsake us. Again, the child, the baby can teach us a lot about spirituality and trusting in our heavenly Father. Another hypothetical. Maybe God has asked you or has told you to move from point A to point B, from Tulsa to another city. Maybe he's telling you to go to Muskogee. Maybe he's telling you to make a move to Fort Worth or Chicago or to some other city. And you start thinking about all the negative outcomes. What if the bus I take there doesn't arrive safely? Or what if I don't find friends out there? Or what if I can't get adjusted to the new culture of that new city? And all these thoughts are going through your mind and you're worrying. But guess what? Worrying like that is just wasting your mental energy. Rather, why not trust that God has got your back? Amen. That God will provide for you. He is your loving heavenly Father. He will lead you to the right people, the right friends in that new city. He will lead you to the right church. He'll lead you to the right job. God is always looking after you for your good. Amen. See, the child, the baby, can teach us a lot about spiritual life, about trusting and depending fully upon God. When you worry, you get anxious and paralyzed by fear, it robs you of peace. And you know, Jesus practiced what he preached concerning the child in Mark chapter 4, six chapters back. Let's look at Mark chapter 4, verse 35. Jesus calming the storm. Mark 4:35. That day when evening came, he said to his disciples, "Let us go over to the other side." They were in Capernaum on the east, going west. So leaving the crowd behind, they took him along just as he was in the boat. There were also other boats with him. A furious squall came up and the waves broke over the boat so that it was nearly swamped. Jesus was in the stern, sleeping on a cushion. The disciples woke him and said to him, "Teacher, don't you care if we drown?" He got up, rebuked the wind, and said to the waves, "Quiet, be still." Then the wind died down, and it was completely calm. So they were in Capernaum, headed the opposite direction on the Sea of Galilee. And so they're on this boat on the Sea of Galilee. It was probably a calm day. And all at once, this storm arises. And this boat is being rocked back and forth, so that it was nearly swamped. And Jesus was in the stern, in the back of the boat, on a cushion, sleeping in peace, like a baby. The disciples woke him and said to him, "Teacher, don't you care if we drown? Don't you care if we drown?" Jesus was like a baby sleeping in peace in the back of the boat. And I could just see Jesus. You know, the disciples are all excited. They wake him up. He gets up, probably just stretches out, had a good rest, just speaks to the storm and says, "Peace, be still." And the storm dies down. Why was Jesus able to sleep in peace in the back of the boat while there was a storm all around them? Why was he able to sleep in peace? He was able to sleep in peace because he trusted the Heavenly Father. He knew that God the Father would not let that boat tip. He knew that they would not drown. He knew that he and the disciples were safe in the hollow of God's hands. He had the disposition, the temperament of a little child. He fully and implicitly trusted Father God. He knew that God would not let them down. And I'm here to tell you tonight, friends, you have to have that same disposition, knowing that God will not let you down. Your life is like that boat. He's not going to let you tip. He's not going to let you drown. God has got your back. He will bring you to the other side safely. Jesus had the disposition, the temperament of this little child, this baby. He fully trusted, implicitly, without doubting for a moment, the power and the love of God. He knew they were safe and secure in the hands of God. And we need to adopt that attitude in our lives. So, how do we apply all of this to our lives? Do you realize that many of the things you worry about, most of the things you worry about, don't even come to pass? You're just wasting mental energy. Most of the things that you worry about won't even come to pass. You know, we took a trip to Arizona just recently. We left Tulsa May 29th. My family left May 29th from Tulsa. We flew into Phoenix. And we went from Phoenix to Sedona, then to the Grand Canyon. It was the highlight of the trip. It was awesome. The Grand Canyon is just awesome. And so we landed in Phoenix on the afternoon of May 29th, here just a week and a half ago. And we rented a car. And this, it happened once before, 2 years ago, when I rented a car that a tire blew out. And so as we rented this car, I was like, man, what if a tire goes out on this car? What if we're stuck in the side of the road near an Arizona desert and stranded with a tire blown out? And I kept thinking about that thought over and over and over again. It was almost tough to control. It was like, God, just give me your peace. And lo and behold, we traveled about 550 miles in Arizona from May 29th to morning of June 5th. And guess what? The tire never blew out. It never did. It was just a waste of my mental energy. And it applies to you guys as well. A lot of the things that you worry about will never materialize. It just won't. You know, the enemy would try to take worry and anxiety to keep you up at night, to try to keep you awake, try to rob you of your sleep. And again, I have another personal illustration here. So we were in near Phoenix in a hotel on June 4th. And that night I slept kind of light. I really didn't sleep well because my mind was worrying. I was like, okay, so tomorrow morning, June 5th, we're gonna bring the car to the airport. The traffic is heavy in Phoenix. Hopefully we get there safely. Hopefully we get through security in time and we don't miss our flight. And my mind was just going on and on and on about all these possible negative outcomes. Guess what, guys? We got up the next morning, packed up, left the hotel around 10:15, filled up on gas, headed to the Phoenix airport, Sky Harbor, got there without a hitch, checked our car in, got our tickets, went through security, and within about 45 minutes, we were at our gate. And we had like 2 hours waiting there for the flight. And so I was worried all night, June 4th, about what could happen the next day. We don't want to miss the flight. We don't want something to happen while we're driving there. All these worrisome thoughts going through my mind. Not one of them occurred. You know what it did? It just robbed me of sleep on the night of June 4th. And I'm here to tell you tonight, friends, don't let the enemy do that with you. He tries it, and it happens sometimes, but in the midst of it, start crying out to God and say, God, I can't do this on my own. God, I'm afraid. God, I'm worried. And God will give you his strength. So, how do you start defeating worry in your life so that you can experience the peace of God? Start focusing on the present. Jesus teaches this in Matthew chapter 6 in the Sermon on the Mount. Matthew 6:34. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Start living in the present. Stop using that mental energy to think about all the negative things that could occur based on that unexpected situation that has come across your life. Use that mental energy instead to enjoy the present that God has given you. The good friends He's given you. This wonderful shelter. The Word of God. The church that you attend. Start focusing and looking at the blessings of God in the present, in the here and now. That'll shift your mental energy away from the future and the bad things that could happen in the future to the good things that God has done for you now in the present. Right? So start focusing on the present instead of always thinking about the future. And most importantly, pray for God's enabling and strength to control your thoughts so that you don't worry. Philippians chapter 4. One last scripture. Philippians chapter 4. Paul writes this to the Philippians. He writes in verse 6, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And so you get that unexpected news that the company's downsizing, or you get that bad medical diagnosis, or that you get news that that person is leaving you, or maybe God is telling you to go from point A to point B. You get that news and you're like, God, I'm just losing control of my thoughts. God, I'm worrying. I'm getting anxious. And what does the Word of God say? Present your requests to God and say, God, I can't do this on my own. God, I pray that you give me your peace. God, I pray that you give me the strength to focus on the blessings that you've given me in the present instead of the negative things that could happen in the future. Just cry out to God. I guarantee that if you cry out to God and you pray to God, God will respond to your prayer. And if you cry out to God in prayer, the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Cast all of your anxieties upon Him because He cares for you. 1 Peter 5:7. Are you going to be a worrier or a person who lives in the peace of God? The choice is yours. The choice is yours. Are you going to be somebody who worries about everything, or will you be a person who lives with the peace of God that transcends any human understanding? The choice is yours. Choice is yours. Live in the present. Think about all the wonderful blessings God has given you now. And be like that baby, that little child. Those babies that were brought to Jesus. Be like the little babies that are fully dependent and trusting upon that loving earthly father and mother. You've got a loving, perfect Heavenly Father. Don't worry. Put it in His hands. He has got your back. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. He's got it under control. Your boat will not tip. You will not drown because you are safe in the hollow of God's hand. Is that good news here tonight? Yeah. God loves you so very much. He has got your back. We serve Jehovah Jireh. So when you leave the service tonight, in the next hour, maybe tomorrow, you might encounter an unexpected situation. In your mind, decide, okay, what am I going to do? The choice is mine. Will I worry about all the possible negative outcomes, or will I remain in the peace of God? I'm going to remain in the peace of God. And if it's tough, just cry out to God and say, God, by your Holy Spirit, I pray that you empower me, you enable me, you strengthen me not to worry and not to think about the future, negative things that could happen in the future. And the peace of God will guard your mind. You know, one last story here. So we were flying back to Tulsa from Phoenix on June 5th. We land that same plane, that Southwest plane that was flying from Phoenix to Tulsa, landed in Tulsa around 6:10 last Wednesday night. And my wife was just quipping. She was just playing with our little son. And she said, you know, this same plane is going to Dallas. And I think we might just, she was just playing. She's a great mother, but she was just quipping with our son. She said, I think we're just going to leave you on this plane to Dallas, and mommy and daddy are going to go back home to Tulsa. And her dad, who he calls Papa, actually lives not too far from Dallas. So our little son said, that's okay. You can leave me. I'll call Papa, and he'll pick me up. The trusting heart, dependent heart of a little child. And when I heard that, I was like, wow, a child just knows how to trust. A child is not worried. A child is not anxious. It's okay. You can leave me on this plane. I'll go to Dallas. I'll call Papa, and Papa will pick me up. It was just so cute. And it's a lesson learned, you know. Children can teach us about trusting God. Amen? And so whenever you want to worry, think about that little child, that little baby who doesn't worry about anything, that six-month-old, that one-year-old is, you know, it may be diagnosed with an illness, but he or she is not worried about it because that child is in the loving, protective hands of its earthly parents. Amen. You know, if the parents are running low on funds, that child doesn't worry about it. That child doesn't get anxious because that child knows that dad and mom have got it taken care of. Right? You can learn a lot from the child, from the baby, about trusting God, being dependent upon God. How many here have dealt with worry and anxiety? I think all of us, right? And some of us are more prone to worrying than others. And you know, I'm preaching to myself tonight because I tend to worry. I tend to sometimes think about the negative possible outcomes. And you know, when we were in Arizona from May 29th to June 5th, it's like I was just struck with, you know, a little bit of homesickness, a little bit of change anxiety because it was a different atmosphere. I've been to many states, but I'd never been to Arizona. I was hit with a little bit of travel anxiety. And in the midst of it, I'm like, man, I need to enjoy this trip. We've planned this for a long time. And so in the midst of it, when those thoughts of worry and anxiety tried to hit me, I was just crying out to God. God, I just pray that you bring peace to my soul. God, I thank you that you've got this whole trip under your control. And then the peace of God would come. And I would just hear his voice saying, it's going to be okay. Everything will be fine. And it's the same for you, friends. When something unexpected happens in your life, when something new occurs in your life, don't start thinking the worst. Just start thinking, you know what? God's got this under control, and cry out to God. Say, God, I thank you for your peace. In Jesus' name. Amen. God, you can repeat it. God, I know that you've got it under your control. In Jesus' name. I'm resting safe in the palm of your hand. In Jesus' name. Amen. All right. All right. Well, as you were listening tonight, you might have thought, well, you know what? I've never even put my faith in Jesus Christ once or for the first time. I want to do that tonight. If you've never put your faith and your trust in Jesus Christ, you can do so tonight for the first time. Raise your hands if that's you. If for the very first time in your life, you're wanting to place your faith in Jesus, raise your hand. Don't be afraid. Don't be ashamed. First time, sir? Stand up. Stand up. Anybody else want to follow his lead? For the first time, you're wanting to accept Christ. All right. Anybody else want to follow his lead? This is awesome. The angel, stand up, sir. It's okay. You can continue standing up. The angels in heaven right now are rejoicing. Anybody else want to follow his lead? All right, sir, repeat this prayer. Say, Dear Jesus. Say, Dear Jesus, I thank you for having died upon the cross, that you died upon the cross for my sins. Today, I place my faith and my trust in you. My trust in you. I change my mind from going my way to going your way only. Be my Savior and my Lord, the one in full charge of every part of my life. And Jesus, I pray that you give me the strength to follow you all the days of my life. And when I leave this earth, I look forward to seeing you face to face. In Jesus' name, amen. Give him a hand tonight. And maybe there's some of you out there tonight who have accepted Jesus, but you've slipped away. And tonight you want to recommit your life to Christ. If that's you, raise your hand. Don't be afraid. Don't be ashamed. Don't be afraid. Yes, sir, stand up. Anybody else want to follow his lead? Anybody else? Stand up. Is that? Did you want to recommit? All right, rededicate your life to Jesus? Anybody else here tonight doesn't know that your life is absolutely right with Christ? Right? There's not another moment to waste, because the next hour is not guaranteed you. Amen. If you were to slip into eternity in the next hour, do you know beyond the shadow of a doubt that you'd be in heaven with Jesus? Amen. Anybody else want to follow their lead? Anybody else? Anybody else? If God is whispering to you by His Holy Spirit, don't ignore His voice. Anybody else want to follow their lead? All right, brothers standing up, come forward. Come forward. Sir, you can come forward too if you'd like in the red shirt. No, you want to stay there? Okay, that's fine. Anybody else want to follow their lead? Want to re-give your life to Jesus? All right. Those standing up tonight, pray this prayer. Dear Jesus, I thank you that you died upon the cross for my sins. I followed you at one time, but I've slipped away. I've said and done some bad things. But tonight, I say I'm sorry. I change my mind from going my way to going your way only. Again, be my Savior and my Lord, the one in full charge of every part of my life. Give me the strength to follow you all the days of my life on this earth. And when I leave this earth, I look forward to seeing you face to face. In Jesus' name, amen. Give him a hand tonight. You know, for the people who gave their lives to Christ for the first time and those who recommitted tonight, there's certain things you can do spiritually to remain close to Christ. You can be going to services, praying to God on a consistent basis, reading your Bible every day. All right? Finding good Christian friends. All right? Yeah. God loves you so very much. He's got a plan for your life. You're not on this earth by accident. You're here with a God-given divine destiny and purpose. And this brother tonight, come on forward. You want to dismiss us?
Thank you, Brother John.